Welcome to evening prayer on Wednesday, 14th of October. O God, make speed to save me. O Lord, make haste to help us. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress, and my deliverer. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my Lord for help. He heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears. He parted the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering around about him, dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion. From the brightness of his presence through the clouds burst hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered out of the heaven. The Most High uttered his voice with hailstones and coals of fire. For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high looks of the proud. You shall light my candle. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried in the fire. He is a shield to all who trust in him. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 91. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides under the shadow of the Almighty shall say to the Lord, my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. For he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He shall cover you with his wings, and you shall be safe under his feathers. His faithfulness shall be yours, shield and buckled. Keep me as the apple of your eye. You shall not be afraid of any terror by night, nor the arrows that fly about the day, of the pestilence that stalk in darkness, nor the sickness that destroy at noonday. Though thousands fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, yet it shall not come near you. Your eyes have only to behold, to see the reward of the wicked. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your stronghold, there shall no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your tent, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample on the foot. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Because they have set their love upon me, therefore will I deliver them. I will lift them up because they know my name. They shall call upon me and I will answer them. I am with them in trouble. I will deliver them and bring them to honour. With long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadows of your mercy. And as you have bound us to yourself in love, leave us not who call upon your name, but grant us your salvation, made known in the cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with your glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by your right hand, and afterwards receive me with your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Holyandprayer.com. Today was a wonderful day. Thank you for allowing me to be your vessel in spreading your love to others through my actions today, in public, at work, and even in my own home. I was the salt and the light to many people today. I know they will always be unbelievers, but there are also lost people on a very fertile soil. Lord, I pray that the seeds I planted today will be on fertile soil. I ask that you water the seeds and reap the bountiful harvest. Thank you for this day. Amen. Crosswalk.com. Bless us with your rest tonight, Jesus, and a good night's sleep. Forgive us for the things we did today that did not honour you. Thank you for loving us so much, and that you know us true and through. We need your help every day, and we thank you for the strength you give and for the helping us know that with you, every hard things are possible. Bless our family and our home, and keep us safe through the night. May your angels guard us and watch over us, just like you promised. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.